This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I know that some of our listeners may be listening on WOOSLP in Schenectady, so I thought it would be nice to hear about some fun stuff going on in Schenectady in the spring and summer. With me is Betsy Sandberg from the Electric City Arts and Entertainment District, which is the name for the group that sponsors some cool stuff. Betsy, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks for having me here.
I understand that for the last 29 years, that the organization has sponsored a kids arts festival in the first Saturday in June,
yes.
Is it?
Yes, the first Saturday of June, except for when there was a pandemic, which we went virtual that year. And then the next year in 2021, we could not get a permit to have our festival in June. So we had it on September 25th. But last year we were back the first Saturday in June and we had over 5,000 kids in their bringing their parents.
5,000 kids?
Yes.
Plus others?
Yeah. We know how many.
Wow.
Because we have activities. Last year we had 53 different activities and we ask everyone to bring enough materials and equipment that they can serve at least 200 kids if it's an intensive activity. Sometimes it's a make and take and they bring enough for 300 kids. And then we have entertainment. We have stage performers. Last year we had Alex Torres and his Latin orchestra doing their
Love Alex Torres.
Program. Yes, and he does an arts and education program where they teach kids how to play certain percussion instruments, and then they get to come up on stage and perform with his band, with his orchestra. It's priceless.
Can I
to
sign
see.
Up?
Oh, I know. Well, we won't have Alex this year. Because we switched stuff
okay,
up.
Okay, so you have name brand headliners.
Yes.
You have make and take activities. You have how many different activities did you say about?
Well, there will be at least 50 activities. At least.
And how
50.
Much does this cost?
Oh, we have wonderful sponsors, so it costs nothing. We work very hard so that families don't have to, I mean, other than paying for some food they might want to, you know, to partake in, but because the first Kids Arts Festival in June of 1994, it was created out of devastating state education cuts that happened in December of 1993. And the original founders so valued arts and education, and because all the schools in Schenectady and across the state, that was one thing that got cut was arts. Music, because they could. It's not mandated. And they chose to, you know, and a lot of the participants, the art were art teachers who had been laid off. And they knew how much their kids were suffering. So, and the very first year, they didn't even do a flyer because they thought, oh, we won't have to do this ever again. But it was so popular that by popular demand, we've had it every year since. And this will be the 29th on June 3rd from noon to 4. We close off all the streets around City Hall. The streets are really closed off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but the festival is noon to 4.
So this is right in downtown Schenectady. It's not going out to Central Park.
Oh, no. We're around City Hall on J Street and Franklin, and then also all along the J Street pedestrian walkway, because a number of the shops on J Street sponsor activities to be right in front of their store.
You said it's on J Street, and you have some other activities on J Street besides just that one day. Tell me about Jazz on J.
Oh, yes. Jazz on J has also, this is going to be our 29th year, and we will begin June 1st. And go through August 31st. It's every Thursday from noon to 1:30 p.m. We bring in one group of jazz musicians each Thursday from noon to 1:30. Why? Because that's when there's also a popular farmers market in downtown Schenectady. And it's the lunch hour so that people who work downtown or who work at City Hall or have to go to City Hall for meetings, the county employees, they come during their lunch hour and get to listen to some very good musicians.
And is that outside or do you have an inside venue in the case of rain?
Yeah, rain and also extreme heat, because some musicians, extreme heat can damage their instruments. So yes, we, for both Kids Arts Festival and Sanjay, Proctor's is our rain location, which is not a bad rain location to have.
No, it sounds great. And now you're starting up something in May that's focused on a different angle. Tell us about that.
Yes. Every year we survey at our Kids Arts Festival. And the request is always, why is it only one time a year? Can't you do it more often? And we've tried other things and we, you know, have tried to combine with some other festivals to bring a few of our signature activities. But then it hit me because the New York State Arts Council offered up a new grant last year to do collaborations, that there is something that happens in the footprint that is Kids Art Festival every Sunday, the whole summer. And I could bring one activity to it, and that is the Green Market. The Schenectady Green Market brings 20,000 people every Sunday to go shop. And they often, and it's, this is more for adults too, because we also have a lot of our arts educators. There are times they say, you know, I want to take a year off of dealing with kids, because, and I really would prefer to teach adults. But this way we're bringing one activity a week to the Green Market from 10 to 2, starting mid-May and going until October 8th. But we will there July 2nd. That is the, that's a minor detail, but essentially every Sunday from 10 to 2.
Every Sunday, 10 to 2, May 21st to October 8th, except for around the 4th of July.
Yeah, July 2nd.
Okay.
And these will be much more adult. They're geared to adult, but kids will be able to do things too.
Do you have activities in mind?
Yes, yes. We have a group of Afghan kite makers coming on May 28th to teach how to make Afghan kites.
Oh, Afghan, like the country Afghanistan. I was thinking,
yes,
if you had a crocheted Afghan, it wouldn't work very well as a kite.
Oh, thank you so much for that. No, Afghanistani. You know, remember the kite thief and, yeah, those fighting kites.
That makes
they
a lot
are
more
really
sense. And
style.
With attracting thousands of people to each of these events and having ongoing weekly activities from May to October, I'm guessing you can use some volunteers.
Oh, we can always use volunteers. People who like to be with other people creating beautiful art, or to take home or to contribute to the community an art installation. We can always use that. Or even if they just want to help set up or take down, or some of the art educators at their activities, sometimes they might need a little break. We have a core of volunteers who do these, but we can always use more volunteers.
And you said that all of these programs are accessible. What kinds of accessibility does that include?
Everything is handicapped accessible for those with physical disabilities. We'll have Northern Rivers there that will do activities that are more geared for people who have emotional disabilities, or if they're suffering from sensory overload.
Visually impaired.
We'll have a weaving activity. There's a lot of music at the festival, so you don't need to see that. We'll have some people will be taught how to play different types of percussion and ukuleles and wind instruments.
Okay. And again, this is Betsy Sandberg from the Electric City Arts and Entertainment District, the name of the group, talking about the Kids Art Festival, Art in Bloom, Jazz on Jay, all happening in Schenectady, right near City Hall. If people want more information or want to sign up to volunteer, what's the best way to reach you?
KidsArtsFestivalSchenectady.com. So we also have a Facebook page, of course. Also, my email address is bsandberg782@gmail.com.
Thank you again. That's Betsy Sandberg from the Electric City Arts and Entertainment District. And this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.